first come and say, listen, I want to give you a present. I want to give you my fields. Right away you say, no, no, no. So rather than it's not chal. I can't give you something by force if you don't want it. You could say you don't want it. It doesn't become yours. If the guy yelled back right away, then avada kin is not chal. Rashi says, mitchilo, kishemoshu lezeh shtar. As soon as I gave you over the shtar maton, saying that I'm giving you this field, right away you said no. It's loikono. Shein mezachin aliyodim bakochoi. Techoivu loy. I can't give it to you by force. Why? Because the present's called the chayiv, Rashbam says. There's a pasuk that says in Mishlei, soine matonis yichya. A person that hates presents will live. It's not so good to take presents. So therefore, if you don't want the present, you have a right to say no, and does not become yours. But Khan, according to Yehuda Mashmuel, the shaysek mikor, we're talking about the beginning when you first heard about it, you kept quiet. Then later on, we say you changed your mind, and then you started to scream. But since at the beginning you kept quiet, we say what you meant to do is to accept the present. So once you accepted it, it's yours. Now you can't say no anymore. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Zicholoy Aidei Acher. What's going to be if the owner, Shimon, has fields, and he wrote up a shtar that he wants to give it a present to Shimon? But he doesn't give the shtar directly to Shimon. He gives the shtar to somebody else to be mezakir and eventually to give it over to Shimon. That was the case. What's going to be Zicholoy Aidei Acher? The owner of the fields wanted to give Shimon a present, but did not give him directly the shtar. He gave it Aidei Acher, Aidei somebody else. And first when Shimon heard about the present, he kept quiet. And then at the end, he started to scream and said, no, no, no. So Chur the Gemara says, Chur is telling the Machlokes of Shimon and Rabbonin. The Tanya, we learned like this. If you write off your present to give it to somebody else, for you then avodim, and they were slaves, part of your property, part of your possession. And the person that you want to give it to says, I don't want the avodim. So it depends. If the second master is a koyin, a gemaisa, it's okay. They're allowed to eat truma, means that the second one keeps the present. Even though he says he doesn't want it, so what? Lamaisa, when the avodim come to you, you own them. And if you're a koyin, so they're allowed to eat truma. That's what the Tanakhama says. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Kivon Shomer Halo, Yefshe Behen, since the owner, the new owner, the second person said, I don't want them, if so, Kvazocha Behen, Yorshin, the Yorshin Azaycha, Kivon Shomer Halo, since the second one says, I don't want it, the mind said, stays by the first one. And when the first one dies, it goes to his Yorshin. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. Tavinabon, this we have a question about Tanakhama. What's trying in the Tanakhama? Afilu Aimid Vitzavach. Even if the person, as soon as he hears about it, that you want to give me this present, I start screaming right away, no, 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 I don't want it. Still, it becomes mine. Why should it become mine? If I say I don't want it, he doesn't want it. Why should it become mine? Someone says, Omar Rovo, the Tamer Rabbi Yechno, in the cases like this, Vitzavach Mikoro. If as soon as you heard about them giving you the present, you said, no, 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 you don't want it. So the kuli amalei pligi d'lekoni. Everybody agrees you don't get it. If you say no, by force we don't give you a present. Shosak, what's going to be first when you heard about I want to give you the present, you kept quiet, like you accepted it. Well, if safe tzavach, and then first later on an hour later you start to scream you don't want it. The kuli amalei pligi d'lekoni. Everybody holds no that when you kept quiet first you accepted it, it remains yours. That's what you argue later. That's, you want to be, you retract, it's too late, you can't retract anymore, it's yours. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes? Shezicholoi ayidei achar. Hear the case like this, that Reuven, the owner, says, listen to Shimon, I want to give you a present, I have fields, I have avodim, and it's all in the shtar. Now, I'm not giving the shtar directly to you, but I'm giving the shtar to somebody else, that somebody else is going to give it to you. That's the case. V'shosai. And here when Shimon heard about this, first he kept quiet. Olipsoif, when Lamaisa, the middle person, gave over the shtar to Shimon, that's when Sovach, that's when he started to scream. So in this type of a case, it's Numachlekes over here. The Tanakam is Sovar, the Tanakam holds, Midish Shosak, Kanina. Since he kept quiet at the beginning, Lamaisa is Kainer. Fahai the Kot Sovach, how come he's screaming now? I'll tell you, Mehedu the Kohodabei. he's retracting. So since he kept quiet at the beginning, that's why the kinyan estate is good. So Tanakam is very good. But our question was, what's Pshat Shimon ben Gamliel? So he goes like this. The end shows us what he meant at the beginning. Because here at the beginning he kept quiet. But then later when he received the shtar himself, then he started to scream. So since he screamed the second he received the shtar, that shows us that really at the beginning he didn't want it either. He never wanted it. If so, how come he didn't scream until now? The sovri held, like Kozman, the shtar didn't come into my hand, why should I scream? True, I heard the owner want to give the present to me. But right now he didn't give me the shtar yet. The owner gave the shtar to somebody else, which eventually will give it to me. Therefore, I right away made up my mind, I don't want those fields, I don't want those apartments, I don't want the presents. I don't want it. Why didn't I scream right now? Because the shtar didn't come to my hand. And Echnami, later on, when the shtar comes to my hand, then he starts screaming, Seatso Shimon Gamliel Svara. The achar, when you screamed at the end, that shows that Metchila really never wanted it. Therefore, it doesn't become yours. Tana Rabbanan, not like this. Shchiv Meira, person's about to die. Shoma that says, Tenu Mosayim Zuz Lepleini. I want you to give $200 to this person. Tenu Mosayim Zuz Lepleini. And Visholosh Meis Lepleini. And $300 to another person. V'arba Meis Lepleini. And $400 to another person. That's what he said. In one shot, it could be wrote up three different stories. But the same day, one after another, he said, I want to give Reuven $200. I want to give Shimon $300. I want to give Levi $400. So, we do not say kol ha'koydim b'shtar zeicha, that whoever shtar was written first, like 5 minutes earlier, he gets it first. We don't say that. But since it was all written up the same day, they're all equal. Therefore, the fikah, therefore, what's going to be yotzv olav shtar choyf? Like now, they gave away all this money to these people. Now later, a baal choyf comes with the shtar saying, that person owed me money. So he has the right to get the money back from this people. Who does he get the money from? He has to get equally from all of them, because neither of them received the money first. As if to say, if he would have said Reuven gets it first, so then he has the right to keep the money. He got it first. The money is meshubed, is the leftover money. But since we say no, nobody gets it before the other one, it's all together, therefore he has the right to collect from all of them. But what's going to be? Avlim Omar, but what's going to be? Let's say he said, Avlim Omar Tenu Mosayim Zuz Lepleini. I want you to give $200 to Reuven. The Akrob, and he said clearly, after you give the $200 to Reuven, then give of $300 to Shimon the Pliny. The Akrob, and after you give $300 to Shimon, then the Pliny, then give $400 to Levi. Let's say the Shimura spoke out clearly. I want you first to give him, and then after him give somebody else, and after him give somebody else. Then we say, when we say, Kol HaKoydu Mishtah Zoicha. Yes. The first one gets the money first, and he has $200, and it's called that person, the Shchimera, owns yet $400. So if he owes somebody else money, that person right now only has the right to collect from those $400, because that money still belongs to the Shchimera. But the first present that was given away already. The Fikach, therefore, Yotzol of Shtachoy, let's say later, after all the money was given out, now somebody comes back with a shtar choy, with a check saying he owes me $200. The locher is goy b'min achron. He only has the right to go to the last one to collect the money from. Ein loy. Let's say though the last one is not enough. Let's say the check was made out for $500 and the last one only got $300. So then mishlofonov. Then he goes back to the second one. Ein loy. Let's say the last two is not enough. Then goy b'mishlofonov. Then he comes back mishlofonov. Then he comes back to the first one. But that's the difference. The Shchimera says, Spam, you. It's like all together. Therefore, the Baal Chayv takes away equally from all of them. But if it says clearly, you, and then you, Achrov, he means Takin, this Seder. And therefore, when you go to collect back, the Baal Chayv collects back the money, he has to go from the last one, then next to the last, then to the first one. Tana Rabbanim, learned like this. Shchimera, person that's about to die. Shoma that said, Tenu Mosayim Zuz Lepleini. I want you to give $200 to Reuven. Tenu Mosayim Zuz Lepleini B'ni Bechor. Kiroloi. I want you to give him $200 to my son, the Bechor. That's fitting for him. Kiroloi. The locher is Noitlon. Hitaka takes it. He also takes his Bechorah. Whereas we don't say the father meant to say this should be instead of your Bechor, or this should be the portion of your Bechor. The father meant to give him a present. And even after he gets his $200, then he takes his portion of the Bechor. What's going to be your Moma Bibchai Rosai? Let's say the father says, take this $200 for your Bechor. So then, Yodal Al Yoyna. Then the son has the upper hand like this. Rotsa Neutlin. If he wants to, he could take these $200. Rotsa Neutlin Bechor Rosai. Let's say though the portion of the Bechor is worth more than 200. He has the right to say, I don't want to take this for my Bechor. I want it, I'll be smart. He wants to tell, take better the chelik of the Bechor. It's up to him, he has the upper hand. Same thing, Oshchiv Mirash, Omar, a person's about to die, says like this, Tenu Masayim Zuz Leploinis Ishti. I want you to give my wife $200. Kirolo, what's fitting for her. Salachar is such a loshen means noit loson. She has the right to take it as a present. V'noitelos es ksubasa. It has nothing to do with the ksuba. She'll still take another $200 worth of karka for the ksuba. What the shchimra meant to say is, I want to give my wife a present. Since he said a loshen of tenu masayim zuz leplenis ishti kro'lo means she deserves it. I want to give my wife $200 for a present. So that's a present. And then later, when he dies, he asks that she gets a ksuba from leftover property, she gets more money for the ksuba. What's going to be, though, in Moma Biksubosa? Let's say the shchimra, the husband, said right before he died, here, take these $200 for your ksuba. So again, Yodal Al Yoyna, she has the upper hand right now, which means to say, Rotsumet Losan. Like if this